We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring, majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, cherished viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafu, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadema.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV, and in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, en Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. En Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, new roads improve the lives of almost 700,000 individuals in northern Afghanistan. In good governance news, Peru prohibits smoking in public places. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March the 1st, is the birthday of the President of Lithuania, Her Excellency Dr. Dalia Grybauskaitė, born in Vilnius, Lithuania. Elected in 2009, President Grybauskaitė is the nation's first female head of state. Transparency of government transactions and developing energy independence, including through the use of sustainable sources, are among Her Excellency's priorities. After beginning her term in office, President Grybauskaitė announced she would only take half of her salary to lead by example during difficult economic times. Our respectful thankfulness, Your Excellency Dr. Dalia Grybauskaitė, for your dedication to the well-being of Lithuania and her citizens. May you celebrate a joyous birthday in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news. Volcanic activity persists in the Philippines. On Monday, February 28th, the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology reported at least 13 volcanic quakes in Sorsogon Province around the Bulusan volcano within a 24-hour period. The volcano's status is presently at alert level 1, and access within a 4-kilometer radius from the crater is strictly prohibited. Heavy rains on Sunday created significant volcanic mudflows from ash, mud and rocks that accumulated from an eruption a week earlier.
This lahar flow contaminated at least one nearby river and the water supply of local residents, while communities alongside the river were also alerted to the danger of being covered by the mudflow. Since the initial eruption on February 21st, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council has reported that some 200 people have sought medical help for respiratory and other problems in Bulusan and Irosin due to exposure to the volcanic ash. We are thankful for the assistance of the medical and other personnel as we pray for the safety of the affected residents. May the security of stable everyday lives soon return to the gentle Philippine people as we strive to be more caring stewards of our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Papua New Guinea inaugurates new Governor-General. On Friday, February 25th, Sir Michael Ogio was sworn in as 9th Governor-General in a ceremony held in the Parliament House. As current head of the People's Democratic Movement Party, Governor-General Ogio had also previously held the position of Minister for Higher Education. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate you on your new role, wishing you the best in God's grace as you serve the highest goals of your beautiful country and fellow citizens.
Oscars honor Hollywood cinema's best. On Sunday, February 27th, the 83rd Academy Awards in Los Angeles, USA, celebrated the year's most remarkable achievements in filmmaking. Supreme Master Television was at the famous Kodak Theater venue and also attended two charity Oscar viewing parties.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television, I'm in the heart of Hollywood covering the exciting activities leading up to tonight's 83rd Annual Academy Awards ceremony. Let's join the stars on the red carpet at the CSB Oscar viewing party to see what they have to say about tonight's nominees.
There's so many good lessons from The Social Network about business, about friendship. You can have all the millions of money in the world and still be miserable. The kids are all right. I thought that was just such a well-done movie as well.
I just keep seeing my kids' expressions in your face.
Really?
Really?
I think every movie has some type of story, some type of moral that you can walk away with. So it's hard to pick just one.
What film do you think this year gave the best humanitarian message?
Oh, that's a very good question. I think that it would have to be Christopher Nolan's film called Inception, only because of the fact that we forget the idea of utilizing our imagination for finding progress in human life.
Let's join the stars on the red carpet for the Oscar viewing party at the Abbey in West Hollywood to hear what they have to say about the nominees tonight.
I think the King's Speech really meant something to me. It was just so different, and it was a real story. Colin Firth has always been one of my favorites, and so of course he was my favorite this year.
I definitely want Natalie Portman to win for Best Actress.
It's putting together Hollywood AIDS Project Los Angeles and fundraising, and so it's really just a wonderful event. This is the 10th year of the party, and this year we'll go over $1 million in fundraising for this event, which is huge.
With the awards co-hosted by the renowned actress Anne Hathaway and Oscar-nominated actor James Franco, top acclaims went to The King's Speech, an inspiring drama about King George VI of Britain and his speech therapist, as it won a grand total of 4 Oscars, including Best Motion Picture, Best Writing for Original Screenplay by David Seidler, Best Achievement in Directing for Tom Hooper, and Best Actor for Colin Firth.
What did you like about King's Speech?
Colin Firth and the chemistry between the two leads was just incredible, and the writing and cinematography.
What do you think the message of that film was?
Awakening. I think it's kind of like symbolic of what we're going through as a nation. Kind of like believing in yourself and just, you know, accepting your responsibility.
Forget everything else. And just say it to me.
Also gaining multiple commemorations was the film Inception, which garnered Academy Awards for Best Achievement in Cinematography, Best Achievement in Sound Editing, Best Achievement in Sound Mixing, and Best Achievement in Visual Effects. The Social Network also took home 3 Oscars, including Best Writing for Adapted Screenplay by Aaron Sorkin.
So what made you write this film, write the screenplay?
I read a 14-page book proposal, and by the time I got to page 3, I knew I wanted to write this movie. It's because there are themes in this story that are as old as storytelling itself.
If you guys were the inventors of Facebook, you'd have invented Facebook.
I'm definitely a big fan of Social Network. I think that the performances of Social Network were absolutely stellar, and I think that it's worth everything that it's getting touted for.
The award for Best Actress went to vegan Hollywood star Natalie Portman for her part in The Black Swan. Other notable honorees included Melissa Leo, who won Best Supporting Actress for The Fighter, while Christian Bale was honored with Best Supporting Actor for his part in the same movie.
Christian Bale is incredible. And Melissa Leo as well.
Sweetheart, we're talking about his manager, that's me!
And for Natalie Portman to emote and do such amazing dancing for the role, extraordinary.
And now, fly!
So I think it's just icing on the cake when a movie also has a responsible moral core. And when it introduces people who we don't typically talk about, and it shows us the humanity of those people, it's got to further all of our ethical development, you know, as human beings.
Suzanne Beer's Danish film, In a Better World, was recognized with Best Foreign Language Film Award, while the endearing Toy Story 3 and Best Animated Feature Film, with composer Randy Newman, taking home Best Achievement in Music Written for Motion Pictures Original Song.
What we go to the movies for, to get inspiration and sort of have a little launching pad for ourselves. So I think that, you know, without film, where would we be?
A standing ovation and congratulations for 2011's Oscar winners and nominees. May the gifted stars and all the dedicated members of the cinematic world continue to shine in talent and creativity that evermore touches the hearts of audiences worldwide.
Hi, I'm Drew Lachey, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
So I'm Keely Sanders, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
Winter Balloon Festival celebrated in Poland. In a first ever such event in the country during winter, a 4-day hot air balloon festival was held near the city of Ełk, concluding on Sunday, February 27th. Organized by the Benkowski Balloon Team Poland and Mayor Tomasz Andrukiewicz of Ełk, the Winter International Balloon Festival of Masuria wanted to share the beauty and joy of flying in hot air balloons amidst the unique landscape of winter. In their wish for the successful festival, the organizers stated, "We hope that the big colorful flying balloons will warm a bit of our winter sky. Nearly 30 balloons from within Poland, as well as neighboring Lithuania and Latvia, participated in the event, which featured daily morning and afternoon flights, as well as a balloon parade on the main streets of the city, with concert performances by the Kielce Dance Theatre and a nightly showcasing of the balloons with spectacular fireworks. Bravo Benkowski Team Poland and Mayor Andrukiewicz for organizing this unique festival, wishing everyone a memorable time enjoying the beauty of nature and the charm of such a special outdoor activity during winter time.
Turkmenistan pardons citizens in honor of National Day. Commemorating the country's state flag day, Turkmenistan's president, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, granted amnesty to an unnamed number of detainees. The president stated, "This move is dictated by the principles of charity, justice, and humanism, bequeathed to us by our ancestors, as well as the ideals of a democratic, legal state." He asked that law enforcement agencies ensure that the pardoned persons would be released to return home safely. The president also encouraged all government agencies, public officers, and police to help provide favorable conditions so that the released persons can turn in a new direction and contribute to the nation through honest work. "Our appreciation, Your Excellency, for your clemency. May the pardoned citizens be warmly reunited with loved ones as they embark on paths of goodness in renewed chapters of life."
Save our planet. Exposure to pesticides linked to impaired brain development. The chemicals used in residential pesticides have changed in recent years due to harmful effects associated with pesticides known as the organophosphorus type. Scientists at Columbia University in New York, USA, evaluated the newer type of pesticides known as pyrethroids, whose longer-term effects were not known. Specifically, they looked at the effect of exposure to permethrin, as a commonly sold insecticide, as well as PBO, which is a common additive to the formulations.
The researchers analyzed air samples in the environments of 725 pregnant women, then tracked the brain development of their children over the next 3 years. At age 3, the children whose mothers had been exposed to higher than 4.3 nanograms of PBO scored 3.9 points lower on mental development tests. Lead scientist Dr. Megan Horton stated, "This finding is worrisome because mental development index scores are more predictive of school readiness." Dr. Horton and other experts suggest that families avoid using chemical insecticide sprays and instead seek to use natural control measures such as sealing cracks in walls and maintaining a clean home environment.
Our gratitude, Dr. Horton and colleagues, for your revealing work in documenting the adverse effects of pyrethroid insecticides. Let us strive to halt the use of all such harmful substances so that babies, mothers, and families thrive in health and well-being.
During a September 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the harm caused by chemical pesticides to humans and animals alike, speaking at the same time of alternatives that seek to protect all life.
"Another example of a practice causing harm to both animals and earth is the use of chemical pesticides. If you can imagine, over 5 billion pounds of pesticides are used throughout the world each year, and only about 10% of these chemicals even reach the areas where they are intended for. So the rest, what happened? They go into the air and water, where they have been linked to everything from cancer of human and animals to oceanic death zones. Since organic vegan farming does not use pesticides and does not have anything to do with livestock raising, milk production, or any such harmful activity, it could be called a practice of compassion in line with heaven, with values that are echoed in many spiritual paths and religious teachings. Organic vegan farming, with its approach of causing the least harm to others, offers the least burden of bad karma. We need people who distribute all the necessary information for organic farming. This is truly the way of the future. It is a way to our ultimate humanity and brotherhood among all beings on the planet."
in Iran following the government's house arrest of political leaders Mir Hossein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi, supporters planned a second protest as former Iranian president Mohammad Khatami called for their immediate release. Additional concerns for their safety are now being raised amidst reports by the International Campaign for Human Rights that the leaders have disappeared.
Tens of thousands of government employees, including teachers, custodians, clerks, sanitation engineers, police, and firefighters, gathered in Madison, Wisconsin, USA, with similar solidarity protests held in every U.S. state capital to protest a new budget passed by the state governor, Scott Walker, which removes the right to collective bargaining for government workers who are members of unions.
In Bahrain, 18 parliament members from the Shiite Al-Wafaq party resign in protest over the lack of action in response to the government's deadly use of force against peaceful protesters, while in Iraq, Babel provincial governor Salman Nasser Taha al-Zaghani also resigns over his government's use of deadly force against non-violent pro-democracy protesters. Meanwhile, similar demonstrations calling for democracy, human rights and improved living conditions continue in Lebanon, Malaysia, Morocco and Sudan, while a group of Saudi academics, activists and business persons call for significant political reform, including the establishment of a constitutional monarchy.
While expressing concern over reports of new violence in Tunisia, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton commends the interim leadership's pledge to form an inclusive government with democratic elections to be held within 6 months, as well as the heartening news that the country welcomes the establishment of a U.N. Human Rights Office and will offer open access to all U.N. special rapporteurs.
In an address to the U.N. Human Rights Council, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaks of ways to achieve government reform, saying that the extremist notion of violence and conflict being necessary for change has been discredited through the successes seen in peaceful pro-democracy protests.
As protesters in Libya continue gaining control of more cities in the western portion of the country, France officially severs diplomatic ties with the government, while both the U.S. and the U.K. call upon Muammar Gaddafi to step down as leader, with the U.K. taking the unprecedented step of revoking his diplomatic immunity. Among those assisting refugees as they stream into neighboring countries are International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies and Telecoms Without Borders, while Turkey and the United Arab Emirates partner to bring aid into Libya.
In addition to donating $10 million to support humanitarian agencies already providing emergency assistance, the United States is sending food aid and medical supplies, with expert teams being dispatched to the borders of Tunisia and Egypt to help with the thousands still trying to leave the country.
Save Our Planet. As part of a plan coordinated by the UN Environment Programme for East African nations to adopt cleaner fuel, Kenya launches a program to transition to a type of diesel that reduces harmful sulfur content by 95%, saying that it will soon be available across the country.
Save Our Planet. Citing the harm of plastic to both wildlife and the environment, several agencies in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, sponsor the distribution of thousands of eco-friendly bags to shoppers in an effort to raise awareness and to prepare residents for a complete ban on plastic bags, effective in 2013.
Hello, I'm Rura the Rock Wallaby, a blissful vegan, with a tip for a fun activity today. Inline skating is a green sport suitable for almost any age. Information is available online or at your local library about how to begin. You can skate for recreation or as a means of transportation and save on gas, CO2 emissions, and parking. It's a great way to benefit your health and the planet's too. Using protective gear is always recommended when enjoying this sport. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Formosa, Taiwan. Our association members of Kaohsiung City planned a special winter event in which they shared 250 vegan lunch boxes with people who are without homes during the cold season. The Bureau of Social Affairs of Kaohsiung City gave meal coupons to registered homeless people in advance, so they could receive a lunchbox at the Qianqian branch Loving Hut Kaohsiung. Loving Hut is a global family of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai to offer healthy, delectable, and affordable vegan fare to the increasing number of people choosing benevolent foods. In addition, 50 lunch boxes were delivered to those who missed the occasion. We pray all soon will be provided with warm residences and abundant nourishment in a world filled with peace and love.
In humanitarian news, new roads better the lives of many individuals in northern Afghanistan. The Road Access Improvement Project is helping to construct or improve a total of nearly 100 kilometers of passageways and three bridges in the provinces of Samangan and Saripul. Funding for the undertaking is being supplied by the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency. The United Nations Office for Project Services is collaborating with the Ministry of Public Works in Afghanistan to organize the endeavor. Almost 700,000 people are benefiting from jobs created by the project and the enhanced accessibility to basic services such as schools, hospitals and market. Our sincere appreciation, Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency, United Nations and Afghanistan for this laudable joint effort. May the pure-hearted Afghani people always be protected by Allah's beneficent grace. Up next on Noteworthy News, Peru legislates anti-smoking measures. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more peaceful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, promising news for a reassuring world. In good governance news, Peru prohibits smoking in public places. President of Peru, His Excellency Alan Garcia, signed an executive order which also increases penalties for those not following the guidelines. In addition, smoking is banned in work vehicles such as public transportation. Posters that say, "Environment 100% free of tobacco smoke," and "Smoking in public places is forbidden," are required to be displayed in community facilities. Our gratitude, Your Excellency Alan Garcia and Peru, for your commitment to protecting the health of the country's citizens. May all governments adopt legislation promoting positive habits for long and vibrant lives. For this wise and life-saving policy, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Peru with the Shining World Leadership Award.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Indonesian entitled Goodwill.
Di pengadilan, terdakwa pria jelas bersalah. Pengacaranya tidak tahu apa yang harus dikatakan kepada hakim. Akhirnya ia berkata, "Ini adalah Natal, waktu untuk berbelas kasihan dan berkehendak baik." "Saya setuju," kata hakim. "Saya akan membuat keputusan minggu depan."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I would like to tell to all the world, stop the violence, be vegan. In the fulfillment of God's will is the strength of the human soul. Master Ben Sadunu. Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai. You are living in my heart. This is Slava from Pazardzhik, Bulgaria.
Hi, this is Slava. Thanks so much for your note. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Divine Desislava, it is wonderful to hear from you. Blessed be those that follow the will of God and the wise words of the Masters. May you and all the warm-hearted people of Bulgaria be ever more graced by the Divine. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced by heavenly jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
British engineers at the University of Southampton develop an artificial intelligence system called SysBrain, which allows spacecraft and satellites to be programmed to carry out tasks based on their own decisions, with applications that could be transferred to other types of vehicles.
Uruguayan Vice President Danilo Astori leads a high-level delegation to India with visits that include the RRB energy plant in Chennai to discuss the two countries' cooperation in sustainable wind power.
The government of Jilin Province, China, announces plans to improve housing availability for lower-income citizens through a five-year program of building low-cost apartments for 12,000 people each year.
In Bucharest, Romania, some 1,000 people call for a ban on the sale of plant leaves coated with hallucinogenic drugs called Etno to protect the public from harms, including 1,300 hospitalizations and 30 deaths that occurred from the drug during 2009 alone.
Award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter Justin Bieber endorses the anti-cyberbullying campaign, A Thin Line, jointly sponsored by Facebook and MTV, which asks individuals to join in posting their actions that have helped to eliminate digital abuse such as online harassment and bullying.
25 lions rescued with the help of officials from traveling circuses in Bolivia are transported to arrive in their new home, the Wild Animal Sanctuary in Colorado, USA, where they will be able to live in freedom and safety.
In Tasmania, Australia, vegetable exporter Harvest Moon opens a $5 million US dollar packing factory that is set to create new jobs through increased bean and broccoli farming, as well as the export of fresh vegetables from the region.
Working in Pisco, a Peruvian town still rebuilding from a 2006 quake, non-profit organization Pisco Sin Fronteras constructs a new community center using sacks filled with earth to provide greater stability and protection from future earthquake activity.
According to a World Vision study surveying 500 youth, 80% of teens who use social online media like Facebook and Twitter report that they are increasingly aware of the needs of others, with many who also launch fundraising campaigns for both international and local causes.
7-year-old Maria Yao from Marathon County in Wisconsin, USA, is commended as a little hero and citizen of the year for her birthday request of pet supplies instead of personal gifts, which she donated to the animals at the local Humane Society.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.